Act 4, Scene 6. Oh, yeah, this whole thing. Horatio, this makes me want to sing like the male song from Blue's Clues. Yeah.
What was the whole point of that scene earlier in the play when Polonius sends, I forget what the guy's name is, to spy on Laertes? And then, like, we never hear anything about it.
You can finish this, like, the same is, I don't know how I thought it looked like it. It's a juxtaposition between, like, the sons are, like, devoted and loyal to their fathers and their fathers.
Mm-hmm. I think it's calling into question Polonius' character and his relationship with his son. Yep. All right. So in scene 6, act 4, scene 6, Horatio gets mail. And lines 10 through 14, so the sailor's delivering the mail. He says, here's a letter. It comes from the ambassador that was bound to England, if you're named Horatio, as I am let to notice. So here you got some mail from the ambassador that was sent to England. And Horatio reads his mail. And basically Hamlet's telling him, these guys have some mail for the king and the queen. Make sure they get there. We were attacked by pirates. I got clear of the ship. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are still going. He says, I have words to speak in thine ear that will make thee dumb, yet they are much too light for the bore of the matter. So he's like, I have something to tell you that will make you go, what? Wait, what? Like, you're not going to believe it? But even my words don't sum up, like, the heavy weight of this. Like, even my words can't do it justice. So these good fellows will bring me where I am. So they're going to take him. They're going to take Horatio to him. Okay?
So what?
We know from the beginning, from, I can't remember which scene it was, by the comments Hamlet was making to the king, that he kind of knew what was up. So that causes me to question this pirate thing. Like, is this really what happened? And I think time will tell. That's where I would take that.